So how can MLOps improve my predictive models? You might be convinced that MLOps is a great thing to do to improve your process, but it's easy to think about improving that process as a separate concern than improving the quality of the predictive model. Now, it's important as well that as a data scientist, you can focus very much on building that model and making a good predictive model and all of the other stuff that MLOps takes care of, like the training runs and the deployment and stuff, that all happens. That's important, but what is really important with DevOps and with MLOps is the idea of continuously delivering value to your end users. And you can't quite work out what's valuable unless you see what's happening in production. So good DevOps practices and good MLOps practices will look very much at what's happening in a production system to determine whether the model you are deploying is actually providing value to the user. Typically in machine learning projects, we focus very much on our test data to evaluate whether our model is performing better than our previous model. But sometimes that test data doesn't represent the real world as much as we would like it to. So testing against what's happening in production is really the only metric that you should care about when it comes to delivering value to production. So good MLOps processes can improve that feedback loop from what's happening in production and allow you to focus very much on creating a more valuable predictive model.